With a little help from a hot pink comedy...
Hi, Barbie!
Hi, Ken!
Hollywood finally recovered from the pandemic this summer. North American cinemas have sold roughly $4 billion worth of tickets since Memorial Day. Now, with writers and actors on strike and some films delaying openings, the question is whether the film industry can keep up the momentum. In his fall film preview, critic Bob Mondello says the answer is yes, for a while.
Among the potential blockbusters you will not see this fall because they've hightailed it to 2024 are Dune 2.
I am Paul Bloody Atreides!
And the superhero origin story Kraven the Hunter.
Just another man hunting for a trophy.
But as the year's hot pink heroine could have told you, when the patriarchy runs for cover,
what the?
Women will be happy to save the day. Actually, three women in the case of Marvel's The Marvels, who are working together because they sort of have to.
Our powers are entangled. So we switch places whenever we use them.
I could totally show you.
No!
We're a team.
Oh, no, we're not a team.
We're not a team.
The Marvels aren't the only women filling the blockbuster gap. The heroine of a Hunger Games prequel...
From District 12, Lucy Gray Bear.
...will be fighting for her life decades before Katniss Everdeen took down the regime of President Coriolanus Snow. Ironically, Lucy will be mentored by that same Corio Snow as an 18-year-old.
What does my mentor do besides bring me roses?
I do my best to take care of you.
You really want to take care of me in that arena? Start by thinking I can actually win.
Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is a dystopia, and so is The Creator, which also centers on a woman, well, a child.
Are you going to heaven?
No.
Sort of a child.
You gotta be a good person to go to heaven.
So, we're the same. We can't go to heaven, because you're not good. And I'm not a person.
She is artificial intelligence.
Do you have any idea what the thing is?
She looks like a little girl now, but she's growing.
And she's a weapon.
Whoever has that kid wins the war.
A super weapon, which won't surprise parents who attend The Creator. Elsewhere, men will still have a foothold in blockbusters. Joaquin Phoenix as an egotistical French emperor in Ridley Scott's Napoleon.
I'm the first to admit when I make a mistake. I simply never do.
And Robert De Niro and Leo DiCaprio conspiring to steal from the Osage Nation.
They're like buzzards circling our people.
In Martin Scorsese's 1920s crime drama Killers of the Flower Moon.
The land had oil on it.
Money flows freely here now.
I do love that money, sir.
Those are the only big-budget epics braving a season when actors and writers can't promote them because they're on strike. But there's an upside to a thinned-out blockbuster schedule. It makes space for mid-budget films. Say the Meg Ryan-David Duchovny rom-com What Happens Later, about ex-lovers stranded by a snowstorm in a tiny regional airport.
They're saying this could be the storm of the century.
What are you worried about?
Everything. I was diagnosed with anticipatory anxiety.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
Relax. You're already living out your worst-case scenario.
What, being stuck here with you?
Yeah.
You make a good point.
Also biopics like Maestro, in which Bradley Cooper plays symphony conductor Leonard Bernstein.
Are you itching to move?
No, I'm not.
Good.
Actually, at all.
Or Rustin, about civil rights leader Bayard Rustin, who was instrumental in coordinating the 1963 March on Washington.
We are committed to altering the trajectory of this country towards freedom.
Or Cassandro, in which Gael Garcia Bernal plays a rule-breaking professional wrestler from the 1980s who was openly gay.
They don't let exoticals win. I want to flip it.
Other modestly budgeted films are based more loosely on true stories. The comedy Dumb Money, about what happened when a guy with a Reddit page called Wall Street Bets went up against some big hedge funds.
What up, everybody? Roy and Kitty here. I'm going to pick a stock and talk about why I think it's interesting, and that stock is GameStop.
I love this guy.
The hedge funds were betting that GameStop shares would fall in value.
Dumb money, man.
Happy to take it.
But when the Reddit page kept plugging it, small investors kept buying.
How much did we make today?
$5 million.
And the hedge funds got squeezed.
How much did we lose today? $1 billion.
Do you have a minute?
There's also Radical, the inspiring true story of a Mexican elementary school teacher.
¿Quién quiere ser el primero en equivocarse?
And a raft of inspiring documentaries about artists, from Joan Baez in I Am a Noise to Carlos Santana in Carlos.
They said, hey, we want to take you to this place. It's called the Fillmore. Nothing better.
Also, Lift, about a dancer from an unorthodox background.
I came out of this shelter here because I joined ballet. I've come back to continue that program.
And Invisible Beauty, about pioneering black model Bethann Hardison.
Whether people know or not,
She has changed the way beauty is defined.
But maybe with strikes turning fall TV into a reality show dumping ground, you prefer escapism at the Cineplex. How about a third installment of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where the whole family heads for Greece?
Who wants souvlaki?
Paging souvlaki. Anybody by the name of souvlaki on this flight?
Another road comedy, Quiz Lady, centers on a game show-obsessed Awkwafina who's trying to pay off her mom's gambling debts, and an Irish mother tries to connect with her teenager through music.
Was that yours? How did you make that? It sounded epic.
In Flora and Son.
Let's get in trouble. Shaking not stirred a James Bond from Dublin. We
got some. While we're talking families, Hollywood's got smaller kids covered. There's Disney's animated Wish.
I wish.
But a land where wishes come true.
What was that?
Though not always in the way you expect. The Paw Patrol critters are back in Mighty Movie, this time with superpowers.
Great! Now the clumsy pup shoots fireballs out of his paw.
And in Trolls Band Together, trolls will get their old band back together.
We're out of sync. We've gone from boys to men, and now there's only one direction for us to go. The Backstreets.
Films that are definitely not for kids include the horror comedy Dream Scenario, in which Nicolas Cage discovers he's haunting the dreams of millions, and a musical
money just keeps rolling in.
That I hesitate to bring up because I'm not sure I'm allowed to say the title. It stars Megan Thee Stallion, Megan Mullally, and Nathan Lane, and has subject matter and lyrics that are, let's say, blue.
Y'all just service, this is my palace, built it brick by brick. So get in the line, drop on your knees.
And I'll just fade away here.
Should I open another bottle? I know it's our second, but we're not Baptists.
Decidedly adult, fair, it's called The Musical. Guess you'll have to look that one up. Now let's shift gears to drama, which takes many forms this fall. Science fiction in Foe.
We're going to ensure Hen has company while you're away.
About a husband offered a way off our dying planet.
We're going to replace you.
The year in Foe is 2065.
I don't want a robot living with my wife.
Then there's Aristotle and Dante discover the secrets of the universe with Latino teens puzzling out relationships.
Are there going to be rules for us?
Yes, so. If you can't stick by me, it would kill me.
In All Dirt Roads Taste of Salt, there's a poetic lilt to a decade-spanning portrait of black Southern life, which contrasts with the business-like chill of the murder mystery Anatomy of a Fall, which won the top prize at Cannes by putting marriage on trial.
You had a fight the day before he died.
You need to start seeing yourself the way others are going to perceive you.
Another mystery, A Haunting in Venice, finds Kenneth Branagh's Hercule Poirot.
I do not believe in psychics.
Matching wits with Tina Fey.
Come with me to a seance. Spot the con I can't.
And Michelle Yeoh.
Detective, you are here to discredit me. But I can talk to the dead.
And just 4 days ago, Taylor Swift announced that a film of her sold-out stadium concert would open in October, and in 24 hours racked up $37 million in movie ticket sales.
People would come up to me and they'd be like, you're gonna just like do a show with like all the albums in it? And I was like, yeah, it's gonna be called the Eras Tour.
All of which adds up to a more robust lineup than you might expect for a strike-dampened fall. No sign of bottom-of-the-barrel scraping yet. I'm Bob Mandela.